the show I love. Each night before I go to bed, my baby, I tune to Scotland's Yard, my baby. Scott Muni Show.
Number one in the nation, the Scott Muni Show. ABC is the station on your radio. The hits are the latest. Solid gold.
He's an all-American on 77 WABC.
Got those here, an all-American I am, and an all-smash-o-rooney, number one everywhere in the whole world, and right here you got them.
It's now number one on 77 WABC.
What? Go Beatles, get them.
77 WABC.
WABC Degrees Gatto here, moving and grooving with something new and great to Roy Orbison's Pretty Woman. Oh, yeah, everybody digs one of those. And Roy, go on.
77 WABC.
Good guy, Goldie. Man, that's a big chunk of gold from many moons ago from the Big Domino. Fats Domino on Blueberry Hill 5, B45, Scatso for Eddie Bear, and for the good guys at WMCA.
Come on! Come
hey, Park 5! The name of the place is I Like It Like That. That takes a large neon sign, you know, if you have a place, you know, with that many names in it. Let's see, I Like It Like That. That's a crazy name, all right. And that's the Dave Clark Five, and Scatso's here with you there.
Better music, better news, better listen.
Speaking of crazy places, Pal Joey's there. Everybody's listening. They're having breakfast and late supper. What else could it be? They're having a ball. Welcome aboard to the Night Watch. Scatso here. Two different worlds, and that one for Tony Patrico out there listening, and all of our swingers, because it is now 5 o'clock on WMCA New York.
This is WMCA New York.
WMCA!
This is Scott Muni, and I have news for you. The weather outlook, muggy weather ahead through Tuesday. Complete WMCA weather scope after the news. Hollywood. Singer Helen O'Connell was hospitalized late last night after being found unconscious in her station wagon in Hollywood. Police said Miss O'Connell was believed to have taken some sort of pills. More news at 5:30 on The Good Guy Show. Scott Muni for Ed Bear. This is WMCA New York.
And I hope you'll be talking, too. Why don't you pick up the phone and call your girlfriend, or your boyfriend, or your friend, right? And tell them the excitement. The premiere of the newest and most exciting sound on radio is happening now at WOR-FM. SM on FM. Scott Muni for you. Los Bravos, number 7. Black is Black. The mamas and the papas always hit sounds. Look through my window now. Out at you at a nice Saturday morning. Look through my window, mamas and the papas right there. And I want you to spread the word, will you? the big stereo sounds of the hits premiering right now on the Scott Muni Show on WOR-FM. We'll be here till noon. Johnny Michaels, 12 to 3. At 3 o'clock, the top 40. Our sound survey for you from 3 until 6 o'clock. Got Ramsey Lewis coming on here to wrap up our Saturday morning Scott Muni Show. Johnny Michaels is standing by, noon to 3. That's to be with you. At 3 o'clock, we'll be back with the top 40 sounds, the numbers, our survey show, the best of the new sounds, some gold, too, everything for you. 3 o'clock this afternoon till 6, Murray the K time. And your welcome has been warm. We love you for that. SM on FM. See you later this afternoon. Up top.
Good evening. Success. Success speaks for itself. And I'm Scott Muni, and I'm humbled to be on stage opening night at Carnegie Hall with Chicago.
Scott Muni backstage at Fillmore East, where this evening, the final farewell party with Bill Graham and his invited guests.
It's a very, very strange feeling this evening, but we're going to join you in having a good time. One of the nice people in this business is Mr. Albert King.
Albert,
how are you, Brian? Hello. Good. How are you both? Great. Good.
How do you feel about tonight?
Well, Janis Joplin and I, along with Joe and the Fish, we did the grand opening.
Out of the Boston area, great, great sound, the J. Giles Band.
First!
I look at the purse, babe.
First, I look at the purse.
Would you welcome, please, one of the happy sounds in music today is Edgar Winter's right track.
Rock and roll! What would I be without you?
Would you welcome, please, one of the great, great, great sounds, the Beach Boys.
King himself, Mike Love. This is a pleasure, Mark.
Oh, well, it's my pleasure, too, you know, and all our pleasures tonight. It's kind of a far-out joyous occasion, throwing rose petals over the Fillmore.
Give me an M! Give me a U! Give me a C! Give me a K!
The finest contemporary music. We're going to round it off with the best of them all, the Allman Brothers.
Good night. Thank you.
You heard Bill Graham give the word. It's over. Good night and thank you.
EJ the DJ is here with us. Benny and the Jets and all that. Elton John is our guest at WNEW-FM in New York. Now, as long as you're going to be DJ, remember, you have to do some work too. Okay,
okay.
Elton, is that all right?
Yeah.
Now, wait, we have a music bed behind the commercial that you now have to do. I'll hit the music bed, and it's a little ding 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 sort of thing like that. All right. Let me let you hear it first. Okay, now, go ahead.
Okay, hi. If you want to ring your boyfriend or eat the Pink Pussycat Boutique, New York's number one exotic novelty shop, now has New York's largest selection of fantasy items for men and women. Blow-up men with asses every size, women with authentic ass. The Pink Pussycat has expanded every department in its Greenwich Village mini department store. Expanded leathers. Oh, expanded lace. Ah, expanded. Well, that's the word I like to hear. Well, we just can't mention the rest on the air. Go see for yourself at the Pink Pussycat Boutique. If you're the world's biggest f*** or the world's biggest, you know, located at 161 West 4th Street in the Village. While you're at it, call for their free mail order catalog and at your own free will. Number is 243-0077. That's 243-0077. I'm off now. Bye!
Rock and Roll is the album title. John Lennon's new album of great oldies. It's taken a couple of years to get together at various sessions. And
one way or the other.
Available probably late this week or early
yeah,
next
this,
week, right?
The record company told me probably this weekend or the latest Monday, you know, in all your local stores, as they say.
picture of John Beck from the 60s in a black and white cover with a little neon sign in color.
Yeah, that's a Hamburg picture from 61, 62 in my leather jacket and looking like I don't know what's quite going on yet, and I didn't, that's for sure.
I know that you have to go, and I must say that the first 3 hours that we've spent together, my show seems like about 30 minutes, and it has just been a sheer pleasure and a lot of fun.
To be here. I also like to thank you, Scott. I enjoyed it. I like DJing, you know.
Will you come back?
Thanks for the exposure. I'll be back, yes.
Thanks.
And, you know, you're always good to me at this station. I appreciate it, and thanks a lot for having me.
God bless you. And Yoko, too.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Say it once more with the Yoko.
Yeah, John and Yoko are back together again. Our separation was a failure. Goodbye, folks. Keep listening.
Hi, Corvettes, the world's largest seller of records and tapes, is offering super special prices for the holiday. Choose from the top stars like Minnie Riperton, LaBelle, Elton John, Goody, Neil Diamond, and Carol King, plus Stevie Wonder, Temptations, Barry White, Love Unlimited, Jackson 5, Chicago, and many more. All LPs from Columbia, A&M, MCA, Motown, and 20th Century Labels. Series 598 are sales priced at just $327 each. And Series 698, $387 each at Corvettes, now through Saturday. My own new album will be there, too, probably this weekend, latest Monday. Go get it!
And the press conference will begin momentarily. Vin Scalza is here, and Dave Herman, and Allison Steele, and a number of people connected with the Stones, and, of course, the producers of the announcement that will be made of when, where, and why, and we're waiting momentarily for it to begin. We know there is going to be something special for you in a little while, sometime during this press conference, so please don't leave us. We're not going to say exactly what it is, but it will be more than interesting for you, and I hope that wherever you are, you'll pass the word around to everybody. There are a number of people out here, but now this is the surprise. The Stones are coming up right now on a flatbed truck. They're going to play a number live right here in the middle of Fifth Avenue. There's Mick Jagger and the Stones. They're all here. Now you hear the sound. Let's pick it up. All right, the truck is pulling away, and we're being crushed, literally crushed.
Oh, God, you got a lot of noise. Can you hear anything?
Yeah. Stuck in Mobile with the Mumford Blues again, right?
Right.
It's a great song. That's where I am, stuck inside of Mobile.
Well, I thought you definitely, you know, you. I know her having a problem right now.
Yeah, it's kind of a drag, you know. But like I've gone this far, and here I am, and like I can't get out.
I didn't mean that with this stuck inside of Memphis and all that. That's Dylan saying it. And,
I think Dylan.
You a local guy?
Yeah, I am, as a matter of fact.
Okay, look, then I can talk to you one-on-one, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Which is really what I want to do.
Okay.
Yes? Yeah, you are. You got a radio there? Can you hear it now? With Dylan, too.
Yeah. Yeah, I can hear it.
Do you want to say anything? Is there anything that anyone can do that you want, that you need, that we can help?
I guess not. You know, what can be done? Here I am.
Well, no,
I want to get some, you know, I want them to start acting on getting some negotiations set up with the West Coast.
Okay, right. Well, now I assume that authorities are doing that, right?
I haven't seen any. I let three hostages go. They wanted to see some good faith. They said if I let this one guy go, they'd get the alarms off. Still, the alarms are ringing. They're doing nothing for me. They're not cooperating with me in any way. I don't know what else to do but to carry out one of my threats, you know, because they're not doing anything.
You mean you've asked them to, first of all, turn the alarms off?
Yeah, right. That's very simple.
I can hear the noise in the background.
Right. Isn't that a drag?
Are those the bank alarms?
Yeah. Well, there's one. Someone opened the door and ran into the basement, you know? And so the alarm went off. They say it's battery, but it should be able to shut it off.
Yeah, okay. Now, we'll have someone in the news department try to get to authorities now to get the sound off, too. Because I can understand that's got to get you up a little tight. My guy's Grouse is working on that right now. Anything you're asking for, some things that obviously, if they have to make contact with people in other states and so forth, might take some time.
I guess.
Are you able to relax? Are you able to be cool now and
I'm
not?
I'm pretty relaxed. If I had a couple of numbers or some good cologne, I could really relax.
Okay. Oh, you don't have that, I'm sure.
No, I don't have any smoke with me. I should have brought a stash.
Can your head then? Can we talk, or can I do something, or is there anyone you would like for me to contact for you?
No, I'm not. I'll tell you, I'm not in touch with anyone, you know, on the outside world, really. I've been out of touch with everyone. And here I am, by myself.
You are by yourself?
Yeah.
Well, you got quite a responsibility. You got a number of people there. Well, I guess some people are just like you and like me. I guess there's some street people there. And were some of the people customers that you have there?
Yeah, I've got a few customers, and I guess I've got three customers, and... And how many? Four customers and three employees.
Okay, and I know you let a couple of people go, right?
I let three people go.
Wait, what?
I let the bank manager go and two customers. You know, this one guy attacked me, man. I had to knock him down, and, you know, I didn't hurt him. I just got him off my back.
You know? Why did you let him go? Did you give him a message?
No message. Something you needed? Something you needed? Hassle. He had terrible vibes. He has bad vibes all the way. He just, you know, in a situation like this, you have to be cool. What else can you do? You know, you have to be cool and wait it out.
Well, that's exactly...
I probably wound up dead, you know. It's the only thing that I can, you know.
No, I one of the reasons I think why I'm talking to you and why I think you want to talk, too, is that whatever you do want or whatever, you know, something that begins, ends. But if we can keep that from happening, then I would certainly, you know, that's why I'm talking to you, really. In any way, if I can keep you calm and keep the situation calm and see if we can get people together to talk to you and try to get something that you want.
I'd like to get out of here some way alive, but I don't think that's going to happen, you know. I just, you know, because these guys don't want to see
hey,
me get away.
Yes.
And America doesn't want to see me get away.
Wait a
Not
minute.
The majority of Americans, anyway.
Hold it.
I'm sure I've got some people out there on my side. And
Cat?
Well, but I got the rednecks who want to string me up.
Well, wait a minute. So far, you know, so far, the position you're in, you're certainly not going to be shot or anything. And as long as you're not doing harm to anyone else, no one's going to do harm to you.
Anyone in any way.
Can I?
The one guy who did attack me, I just, you know, pushed him back, handcuffed him, and got him out of here.
Can I walk in, talk to you, bring you out if you are guaranteed that no one is going to shoot you?
Oh, for sure, Scott. I wouldn't mind seeing you in person.
Man, if I came there and walked in and you got to recognize my voice and walked out with you knowing that no one would shoot you and everyone would be all right, I'm going to tell you, nobody wants to shoot you and you don't want to shoot anybody else.
If you want to come down here, or talk more with you, I don't mind. I enjoy talking with you.
Okay, if I'm going to come down there and if I can help, man, I'm going to make it known to them that I'm there. And you know my voice, and if you hear my voice and you want to talk to me, I'll come in there and talk to you, man.
Out of sight.
I'll be the middle person.
Beautiful.
Okay, Cap.
So what do you do? You get off at 6, right?
I get off at 6, and Dennis is going on.
What time is it now?
It's 6:02.
No kidding. Well, I guess that's about it.
That's Cat Stevens, and we're at our transmitter site, Scott Muni, here at WNAW-FM in New York, and... If you are just with us, you already know what's been going on for these many hours. You know about the problems of the city. And we're back on the air, which is kind of nice, although many parts of the city do not have power at the moment. We are in a room that is one we're unaccustomed to, equipment we're unaccustomed to and all, but we will be doing music and we will be giving you information. At this moment, there is the possibility that up until midnight, many parts of the city will not be back to normal. There is a possibility we may not be with you either, because if they lose power again, we will disappear. I have a small microphone here and a small turntable and just a little setup where we are able to talk to you and tell you we are back on the air after many hours of absence. Not due to anything else other than another historical event for New York City that'll be written about and talked about and
motion pictures made about albums, and no doubt there'll be a song. Someone right now is writing the song, or already has written it, about 12 years after the first one, here to 1977, the blackout of 77, which of course broke all the records of the previous blackout. And it is warm, and we have music for you. We are WNAWFM in New York. If you would like, I think it might be a nice idea to tell some of your friends, since we are sort of a family, if you will talk to your friends, give them a call since telephones are working, and say, NEWFM's back on the air, and we do intend to give you all sorts of news. What is going on? What's going on now is a lot of people are talking about what happened or why it happened and why, you know, things didn't work out the way they were supposed to. At any rate, we will have music for you, and we'll do some more right now. We're WNEWFM in New York. That's the Grateful Dead, in case you didn't know. We've been playing some of their music because Jerry is here and Bob is here, and they got to go shortly. So before you run for office, Bob, I mean, you want to talk? Talk about
beginnings to you.
I'll see your 10 and raise you a nickel.
You want any cards?
No, thank you.
Scott, you?
No, I'm Pat.
Okay, dealer takes three.
Uh-oh, I think we're in trouble. Those three-card draws always killed me. You know? He drew three cards.
Where'd he get those five aces? Yeah. That's what I want to know.
Well, he better not have. I got four over here myself. I kept a kicker.
I don't want these ones with the pictures.
What am I
going to
do with all of mine?
Shake the deck down right away. If you guys want to play a little cards later when you're through with that other session, I mean, you know, it's okay with me. I think maybe better do some music, though, tonight. I see some friends of yours are coming
Great
in.
God, the cavalry! We've come to save the show. We've bought you something.
Goodness gracious.
Wake you up.
All right.
The Supreme Macaroni Company.
A little coffee. In case
All right.
those of you,
How you
who
doing,
are
All right.
not aware of what was going on, Keith Moon and Pete Townsend have entered the studio along with Roger Daltrey.
Listen, we're sorry we're late. We just had a wonderful meal and we've been listening to you in the traffic jam, slaving over the airwaves, and we're longing to be with you. It's nice to see you again.
Keith, where have you been?
California for a couple of years, then
Just lean over there.
Oh, there we are, yes.
There you are.
There I am. And I've been back in England for about a year now.
I've seen Pete. I haven't seen Keith in a long time.
No, it must be.
You were here alone one day. We caught you alone and...
Tommy, was
alone?
No. Yes, it was, around that time. You were in the studio sitting right alone? There all alone with no one else. And I found a little side of Keith Moon that no one had found, that there really is a serious side of Keith Moon.
Nonsense.
Yes.
Stuff and nonsense.
Keith, you're looking healthy.
Yeah, surprising.
Yes.
Yeah. Seeing as I keep reading all these reports as to how I'm supposed to be sort of close to death.
Oh, no, I didn't read that at all. I read somewhere where someone gave an analogy about funeral for a friend, or just at the last minute or something. You were about to, I think, get married. And so
it was a funeral for his betrothed. Yes.